shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took
the Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Fancy, are you trying to tell me something?
No, I'm going off of Colonel Vindman. And I'm pretty sure that he was asked to take the job and shove it, but I'm pretty sure he's shoving it right back with his lawsuit.
He does have a lawsuit, according to TheHill.com. Lieutenant Colonel, retired Vindman, lawsuit accuses Trump Jr., that's Donnie, Fredo, and Giuliani of witness intimidation. I think he's the witness in question, and retaliation. Here is how The Hill reports it. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who testified against former President Trump at his first impeachment, filed a lawsuit Wednesday alleging Trump's eldest son, that'd be Don Jr., Fredo we call him, as well as advisor Rudy Giuliani and other Trump allies, conspired to intimidate him into not testifying and retaliated against him after he did so anyway. Vindman gained national prominence in 19 after he testified about a phone call in which Trump was alleged to have ordered a quid pro quo, a this for that, right? With the president of Ukraine involving an exchange of U.S. military aid for an investigation into then Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, and his ties to Ukrainian businesses in the run-up to the 2020 election. The perfect phone call. What Trump called it perfect. How could they possibly impeach him for a perfect phone call?
I never really describe any of my phone calls ever as perfect, but it's interesting that he said it.
You know, I've reached perfection on the airwaves more than once, but anyways, back to this article. Vindman was serving as director of the European Affairs at the National Security Council at the time of Trump's July 2019 phone call. Ah, there goes the perfect score. See, I blew it. I tripped on the shadow. With Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, and promptly raised concerns about the discussion and the NSC's lead counsel, leading to his eventual subpoena by Congress. In his 73-page legal complaint filed in D.C. federal court, Vindman alleges that following his subpoena, he became the target, and here is a quote, of a dangerous campaign of witness intimidation by President Trump and a group of conspirators in an effort to deter him from testifying. Among the defendants listed are Donald Trump Jr. and Rudy Giuliani, as well as Trump advisors Dan Scavino and Julia Hahn. Vindman was an immigrant to the United States from the Soviet Union. What else? He became a star witness against Trump. We know that. He deeply worried about it because in his context, there was an ultimate risk, Vindman said, of his father. You remember that testimony. This is America. This is the country I've served and defended, that all of my brothers have served. Here, right matters. Right matters. That's what he said. It was stunning testimony. I thought it was quite courageous testimony. And what, his own brother got fired because of it? And of course, he now alleges, Vindman, the former retired lieutenant colonel, alleges he was retaliated against. And I would say, of course he was. Right? Do we even question the veracity of this lawsuit? I know Tucker Carlson will question the veracity of the lawsuit. A little bit more. This is what Vindman wrote in an op-ed for the USA Today. Sharp-elbowed. Politics is not against the law, nor should it be. It has always been fair game to criticize public figures. But what happened to me was something different. I was attacked in a way calculated to inflict maximum personal and professional damage, likely in order to prevent me from testifying or to punish me for doing so. In this country, that violates the law. Now, what would you call this? Witness intimidation? Witness tampering? Hasn't that kind of been the underlying theme of the show so far? Donald Trump. He doesn't care, man. He's going to run roughshod over witnesses. Because if you can't have witnesses in court, it's surely hard to convict. Right? It's a hell of a game he plays. 844-967-2789. You think these are games we're playing here, Fancy Brian?
I mean, the guy runs his entire organization, has always run his organization like the mob. I mean, the parallels are stunning. The lack of any sort of, you know, it's always like a hint. The way that Michael Cohen talked about how Trump just kind of insinuated that he'd like something done, you know, it'd be a shame if these windows got broken, and then that's him asking someone to break those windows. You know, that just the way that he runs things, and I understand the wanting to have somebody different in the office, but again, the guy ran the thing like a mob and never changed his stripes when he got in there.
Well, I read a book called Trump Revealed before he even won the presidency, and the author suggests that Trump had mob ties all the way back to the construction of Trump Tower. You know, when the city of New York was on strike and none of the construction was going through, Trump was getting his concrete from the mob. And so anyways, there have been those allegations. And also, you know, part of his real estate empire has been the selling of condominiums. And apparently, just over the course of the years, there have been a few, let's just say, mob investments, cash investments in different real estate enterprises, almost as if the money is being somehow laundered through the Trump organization.
Huh.
And my understanding, and, you know, this gets a little blurry because, you know, I read that book some years ago, but there were certain implications to Donald Trump in his applications to be a casino owner, and there was some question about his eligibility because of his ties to the mob. So, no, it shouldn't surprise anyone that this New York-based real estate tycoon, I use in air quotes, has ties to the mob because he used the mob, and they used him. And it was something of a symbiotic relationship, at least for a number of years. So should it shock anyone? He thinks he's Michael Corleone, thinks he's the boss. And the guy that mentored Donald Trump, Roy Cohn was the lawyer for the mob. All of the tactics being utilized by Donald Trump, be it in the civil courts, be it in the federal courts, be it through the pardon process. Well, he learned all those tricks from the attorney Roy Cohn. And you fight everything. And you sue and you delay. I mean, Donald Trump's corporation was sued for discrimination in the 1970s. They were putting aside applications from black people. They're putting a C for colored on the files. And there was, over the course of 20 years, finally it took the federal government to reach a settlement with the Trump organization, the Trump family. And then they didn't honor any of the federal mandates. They just, you know, finally got jammed and just didn't do anything about it. Come back with us. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates are next. Donald Trump, yeah, he's like a poor man's mobster. He's like a wannabe mobster. You know, he'd like to think he has that sort of power. But of course, you know, any sort of real mob stuff, that would scare him. Trump doesn't strike me as overly courageous. Never been accused of murder yet, has he? Not as far as I know. Let me know. Call in. Hour two is next.
Can I get a witness? Hi, it's Rudy Giuliani, and I'm on Cameo.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?